Jeremy Bradley here, counting down to Christmas in Panama at panama.jbonair.com. Oh, okay, incredible experience already here with Barefoot Panama, because I had some monkeys literally eating out of the palm of my hand. You can see those pictures, again, panama.jbonair.com, and they're all taken by the BlackBerry Kitu. We love our friends at BlackBerry, proud Canadian company, of course. Gonzo with the tour operator here. That was pretty wild. I did not think that these things are going to be flying at us on the boat, but they're all very friendly. There were no incidents. But we were feeding them some bananas and peanuts. So how many are there? Are there like hundreds and thousands of them here?
Well, they're very widespread around the rainforest. There's some other species that are a bit more regionally localized, but white-faced capuchins, howlers, pretty much widespread through the rainforest in Panama. Very healthy numbers. The rainforest in Panama is very healthy. You know, because of the studies done with big cats, actually, if you have the apex predator, you know the entire food chain is present in the forest. So the fact that we have pumas and jaguars lets you know the rainforest in Panama is pristine.
And after we saw some monkeys, we then went, I'll say we went into town, in a sense. We went and we met some locals in their community, really is what it is. Tell me about the people that, there was a presentation, we had some dancing, we got some entertainment out of that. Tell me a little bit about those people.
Well, we visited a Wonan community. It's one of seven indigenous groups in Panama, each with their own language, dress, architecture, culture in general, you know, music, language. Dress. Wonan are from eastern Panama, closer to Colombia. It's a very authentic community. We visited. I think I said it a couple of times. You know, we were not going to time travel. This is 2018, but it's a very authentic community, as you saw. You know, the original traditional architecture, even some of the houses where they're striving for a balance. You could see the original traditional architecture, but the columns, the beams, they're all made now with cement, you know, rather than wood, that kind of thing. But it's real. Panamanian culture, pre-Columbian. It's a culture that's been in the rainforest for thousands of years. Their knowledge of the trees and plants is astounding. You know, they have plants for everything, or roots that they use. I mentioned during the presentation one root that they use for women when going into child labor. They know to make this tea for the women to drink to prevent the chances of hemorrhaging during childbirth. So what I figure is, you know, it's very likely the root is high in vitamin K, you know, so it acts as a clotting agent. But they figured this thing out just being in the jungles for thousands of years. I guess, you know, if you're out there in the jungle for so long, you'll start poking stuff and prodding at stuff and boiling stuff to see what happens.
And they're so tucked away. Like, you would not have even known that this community was there if you were just going by. Like you said earlier, you know, we're going through the Panama Canal, so you see the big ships. You don't know that, what was it, maybe 15 minutes away?
Yeah, maybe 2-3 kilometers from the shipping lane, but still in the same body of water. You go off the side of a river, and you end up around the corner at this village.
Yeah, so again, we've got the pictures on our website, panama.jbonair.com. Where can people get more information about your tours?
Barefootpanama.com. That's it, BAREFOOT, Panama, PANAMA.
And it's not BYOB, it's not bring your own bananas, because you guys...
We bring the treats for the monkeys. It's more just like a, like to get them out, to lure them onto the boat with us, you know, it's a treat, whatever we bring them. They have enough food on the islands, but bananas or grapes or whatever fruit we find to bring them is a lot tastier than anything they have there. So it's like we're bringing them ice cream or candy bars.
It's incredible. They're actually jumping right on your shoulders and then off and jumping. So it's really incredible. Well, thank you so much for taking us on this tour here, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.